Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the first chapter of Acts, which is the proper first reading for Ascension Day. Listen to these words of Jesus. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is the text, my dear brother and sister. The Holy Spirit did come on the disciples 10 days after the ascension. Remember on Pentecost, the 50th day after the first day, which was the day of the resurrection. And they did go into the whole world. They were his witnesses in Jerusalem, the southern country, Judea, northwest Samaria, eastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea, Asia, Africa, Europe. So Jesus says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria. And there is a harbor in Samaria. Hop on a ship and go into the world. And that's what they did. The proof that they were successful and that they did that is sitting right next to you in the pew. That person next to you did not hear it straight from Jesus, but from somebody that was told by somebody that was told by somebody all the way down 2,000 years of successions, of proclaimers, of preachers and teachers of the gospel. And now you and I have that charge. For his last words were, therefore go into the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have taught you. And then he said, you scared? You afraid? You reticent? Lo, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. He promises his company. He promises his presence next to us. How wonderful. So, Jesus is in the upper room, according to John, and is praying for his disciples. He had just announced to them that he had to leave. And whenever there is love and separation in the same situation, there come tears. They were all sad. And Jesus said to them, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, guess what? I will come back to take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. He promised to come back. And on the Mount of the Ascension, as the disciples are gazing up to the cloud that hid Jesus, two men appeared next to them. Doesn't say angels, it says men. Were those the two same that appeared with him on the Mount of the Transfiguration, namely Elijah and Moses, two men dressed in white? Were those the same that appeared at his resurrection, standing next to the empty tomb, two men dressed in white? When the Bible wants to say angels, it uses the word angel and angeloi for plural. And when it wants to say men, it uses anthropos and anthropoi for plural. And here the word is anthropoi. These two came and said, men of Galilee, what are you looking? And what they say is very, very comforting. I've been there with several of you at the time of separation from your loved one. 8 in this congregation alone. And what is the first wish, that ardent desire in your heart? I want it to reverse. I want it to be the same as it was before. I don't like death. Death stings. It always stings because it is the payment for sin. Physical death. The spiritual death, our intercessor, our priest, took care of. We are alive forever in Christ with God. So these two say, this same Jesus that you have seen go into glory will return to you. The same. This same loved one of yours that you just saw dying will be with you in the glory of heaven. The operating word, same. Not similar, not transformed, same. The Lord ascends into heaven. So now the cycle is complete. He returned to the beginning. He left the throne of heaven and came to Bethlehem. He went to Nazareth, to Jerusalem, up a hill called Golgotha, and he died there. He was buried, he resurrected, and now he ascended. The cycle is complete. The world is redeemed, and you and I are in it. So Jesus removes himself, he withdraws himself physically from this earth to be spiritually all over the earth. The problem with a physical presence is that it's local and it's limited. We even have a platitude in English that says you cannot be in two places at once. Neither can Jesus physically be at two places at once. Because when he was in the synagogue in Nazareth, he was not in Nahum. And when he was in Nahum, resurrecting the widow's son, he was not in Nazareth. And when he went over the sea to the Gerasenes country, he was not in Galilee. And when he was in Jerusalem, he was not in Samaria. But now, through his word, he is present everywhere in the whole world. You and I are taking his word to 13 different countries through corporate efforts of the Lutheran Church called Blessed Savior. This small family here speaks French. This small family here speaks Swahili, Congolese, it speaks Indian, it speaks Afrikaans, it speaks Portuguese, both in Mozambique and Brazil. It even speaks English in the inner city of Milwaukee. You see, we are being his witnesses, and through us he is present everywhere. His last words were, "You will be my witnesses." And so we are. So what are witnesses? Witnesses are people that talk about what they have seen. Bakers bake bread. Students study. Race car drivers race cars, as we shall see later today in Indianapolis. But witnesses witness. And how do we witness? We speak about what we have seen, not through these eyes, but through the eyes of faith, the eyes of the heart that were enlightened by the Holy Spirit. We've been to Bethlehem. We've seen the baby lying in a manger. We've seen the shepherds coming to worship him. And we have seen also the three kings that came from the Orient. We have seen this young man go to Nazareth with his father and work in a carpenter shop, haven't we? We've seen him come to Galilee and teach in the synagogue every Saturday in Nazareth. we've seen him going to Samaria and being rejected by the Samaritans. We've seen him heal the sick and bring back to life the dead. We've seen him in Jerusalem being judged, being condemned to die on a cross, being crucified, dead. We've seen him buried. We've seen the empty tomb, have we not? You see how rich our story is? The narrative goes on all the way through the resurrection of the body. So we have a lot to tell. We have a lot of stories to share with this world. He reveals himself to us. He enlightens us. He makes witnesses out of us. And now we have something to say. There is a quiet peace that comes into the heart of Christians when they do what they are supposed to do, namely to witness, individually and corporately. God's word is the content of their witness. Your faith is strengthened by the word of Christ, not by the explanation of Martinus Sander of this word. Martinus Sander will die one day, but I have absolutely no doubt that this congregation will go on strong as ever, possibly stronger, because your faith is based on the rock that will not move, and that is called the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ. We are not a club here of mutual admiration, a mutual admiration society, a feel-good club. We belong to the Una Sancta, the family of God, that traverses and overcomes every obstacle, that goes over every mountain, that goes through every border, and that endures for all eternity. This is the Una Sancta that will never, ever die. So let us see him ascending into heaven, bid farewell, and be good witnesses of what we have seen. To the benefit of many around the globe, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.